Turn your Bible to John chapter 15. What I'm about to show you might be a very disturbing and gruesome image of one of our sisters in the Lord who was persecuted for her faith in Jesus Christ. If you can stomach it, please look at her precious face. Her name is Evelina Hugato from the small Christian village in Indonesia. In 2001, her village was attacked by the anti-Christian Muslim people. Evelina was badly injured during the attack. She was trying to run away from the attackers, and she spilled a kerosene lamp, and that ignited, burned her face badly. Evelina still bears the scars of her ordeal, not only on her physical body, but also in her heart. Her husband left her, and her children go to school, and of course, you know how the children's in the school can be quite cruel. And they called her mother monster, and they come home crying. And that ordeal start all over again. Her emotional wound start all over again. The Voice of Martyr ministry helped her and received multiple plastic surgeries, and even the provided her a small concrete block home in her brother's town. Do you know what she said? This is something that we should take heed. After the incident, when I was burned, when my husband left, there was so much misery and suffering, but I received blessings from the Lord. I believe God has a plan. You talk about mature. How many of us can say that in facing this kind of disaster? This is not an isolated case of persecution against Christianity. From 20th century to this date, Christians have been persecuted by the Muslims, Hindu groups, and by atheistic countries such as Russia, China, Cuba, North Korea. And here are the maps of the restricted nations against Christianity around the world. There are many of them are Muslim countries. As of now, an estimated by another Christian missionary organizations, 322 Christians are killed for their faith in Christ each month. 322 Christians are killed each month for their faith. 214 churches and Christian properties are destroyed. 772 forms of violence committed against Christians, such as beatings, abductions, rapes, arrest, and forced marriage each month. Some of you may think that, well, that happened in the third world country, not in the United States. For that kind of thinking, I'm going to ask you, where have you been since 2009 until January 22, 2017? Former President Obama was the most hostile president ever against Christianity. I know if you are liberal, if you are Democrat, probably you're fuming by now. You're thinking about chopping my head off. You can make a best shot. He and his administration was spearheading all the denouncement of the denial of Christianity in public places with the help of ACL, the American Civil Liberty Union, liberal media, Hollywood activists, and the Democrat Party, and the Planned Parenthood, Home Depot, General Electric, and other wealthy millionaires such as Warren Buffett and George Soros. Of course, behind all this, there are Satan. From the TVs in the living room, to the elementary school classrooms, to the boardroom of corporate America, and to the conference rooms of local, state, and federal governments, satanic influences have penetrated everywhere. I read one thing. The school sent out the letter to the older students' parents that say that they will go to the field trip to the Muslim mosque. It's mandatory. If they choose not to go, they will be penalized. But the same church, same school will not send the children to the Christian church because that's a religion. Going to the mosque is a pluralism. We are living in an anti-Christian world without a doubt. Jesus is not teaching anything new. He told his disciples many times about the persecution they were going to face. And they just didn't listen because they were busy bickering about who is going to have the highest position and who is going to be the most popular guy. And much like a Christian in America, pastors, instead of teaching the Word of God, they are trying to be the people pleasers, so they will not talk about sin. They don't want to talk about adultery as adultery. They try to not talk about it. Let's stop and pray. Father, you are gracious and wonderful God, and thank you for extending your golden scepter toward us, that we may be touched by you, we may be saved. We do not deserve your grace and mercy, but you sent your only begotten, that through him we may have your mercy. Through him we may have eternal life. Through him we may have that unquenching. Father, the world rejected you. Father, we know that the world is rejecting us. Not because we are special, because we follow. Father, we are asking you to speak to us that we may understand your ways, so that we may know how to handle the persecution, not bowing down to the world or satanic influence or compromise, but we may, living in the holy life, anoint our hearts to understand your ways. Anoint the one who speaks. Forgive his sins. Father, we pray for President Trump and all the leaders in this country. They may do what is right. And we pray for our armed forces and the law enforcement. Another officer got killed. Comfort their friends and family. I'm sure that by now you've noticed that today's teaching is going to be rather political than other Bible study. Same time, you also know that I don't make a habit of talking about political things from the pulpit, unless the text leads it. Jesus is teaching his disciples and us here about the upcoming persecution against Christianity. Instead of covering this portion of scripture in a sequential order, I'm going to categorize them for your easier understanding. Please stay with me. Our Lord has been talking about the love previously. Now he's talking about the hatred from the world against Christianity. Actually, Jesus used the word hate 7 times in this short section from verse 18 through 25. 7 times. First, we need to clarify the definition of the world that mentioned in the Bible. The Greek word for the world is cosmos. And in the scripture, we find at least 3 different ways. Number 1, the world is mentioned as the created world. Go to John chapter 1, please. John, since in the book of John chapter 1, way in the front. Verse 10. He, Jesus, was in the world, and the world was made through him. So in other words, it's the created world. Second category of the world means is the world of humanity. Go to John chapter 3 verse 16, please. You guys know this by heart. For God so loved what? The world, humanity, people in general. He gave his only begotten son. All right. Third category is the society that blatantly oppose and pretend to standing neutral to God. Remember about what I said about being neutral to God? not for God, not against God. That means you are against God, because God said you are for me or what? Simple. There is no gray area with God. Sometimes we use this phrase, the world system, to define this special meaning. Verse 18, go to chapter 15, verse 18, please. If the world hates you, this is the group that oppose and stand in the neutral. You know that it hated me before it hated you. As Christians, listen, please. As Christians, we must be careful not to love the world or be conformed to the world. Not to love the world or be conformed to the world. 1 John chapter 2, please. Verse 15. Do not love the world or things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God, what? Abides forever. Abides where? In God, in Christ. So why does the world system, including religious world, hate the born-again Christians who believe in Jesus Christ and seek to follow him? Jesus has several reasons. Number one, we born-again Christians identify with Christ. Now back to chapter 15 of verse 18, which we just read. Let's read it again. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And skip to verse 19, go down to verse 20. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. If I teach the word of God as it is from the Bible, now you have a choice. All of you who are listening to my word here in this room, you have a choice. You can take the word that comes from here with the authority of Jesus Christ, or you can reject. When you reject my word, if I speak the truth as is, you are rejecting the word of God, and you are rejecting God the Father. Am I making myself clear? If I speak my opinion, don't listen to me. You need to find some other place where they teach the word of God. But if I speak the truth from this book, you need to listen, because I'm speaking the word of God. Am I making self clear again? Some people, you know, whether you can believe it or not, I can read your expression from here. Some people have that look. It's like, let me get out of here. It happened last week. And some people cannot have enough of it. It is your choice, folks. The word of God is speaking to you, is it is for you to choose to take it in, or you can reject it. Some people reject it because, actually many people reject it because it goes against their lifestyle. They don't like it because it reveals their sins. World does not worship Jesus, nor does it follow his commandment, because God's word goes against what they want to do. We who follow his commandment are living constant reminders of God to them. That's why they hate us. Are you in a workplace where they hate you because you are Christian? I'm asking you. You don't have been hated because you're Christian? Yeah, because some people just don't like your presence because your presence reminds them their sin. It is no wonder why people, they hate us. If with all his greatness and perfection and miracles, Jesus does not escape the persecution from the people, what hope is there for us with our imperfection? Second thing that we find is, the reason is, because we do not belong to the world. Verse 19, please. We do not belong to the world. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet, because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. When we trust Christ, we moved into the new spiritual position. We are now in Christ and out of the world. This does not mean that we should isolate ourselves within the world Christian community away from the rest of the world. I'm sure that you all have heard a really dumb phrase. I think it is. So heavenly minded that he is earthly no good. I'm sure you heard it. Rather, we should look at the things of the earth from the God's point of view. Then we would even despise our own sins just as the Lord despised ours. That's my daily prayer. Let me see my sins as you see. Jesus said this to the Father in the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Go to chapter 17, please, verse 15. 17:15. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, that you should keep them from the evil one. Let me read it one more time. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but you should keep them from the evil one. You might want to jot down this phrase, insulation, not isolation. Insulation, not isolation. You see, the world system does not like any defectors. As long as a person follows the fad and the fashions and follows along their guidelines, the world does not care. But when Christians refuse to be conformed to the world because he becomes a new creation in Christ Jesus, it no longer wants him and no one loves him. As a matter of fact, the world system starts to unleash its ungodly fury against that Christian. Have you noticed when you became a Christian, if you can remember, when you became a Christian, all of a sudden even your family don't like you. There's a guy, a pastor named Mike McIntosh, whom I dearly respect, him from San Diego. He used to use the dope so much, half of brain was affected. He was a hippie, it's from the 70s, what do you expect, right? He was, any of you guys lived in the 70s? A bunch of hippies, right? He used the drugs so much that he thought his brain was cooked. And when he got saved, and he started to straighten his life, and he started to not smoke marijuana, and not do the drugs, not do the LSDs, all of a sudden his family started to reject him. They wanted his old Mike McIntosh back. Why? Because new Mike McIntosh in Christ Jesus revealed their sins. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. This carnal world does not want the light of God that exposed their dark side. Nor do they want salt in their decaying and rotting societies. Nowadays, the word socialism is in, especially in college, intellect. Socialism is one of the perfect tools to make the peoples into the same mold, in the same ideology. They say everyone is equal. Sounds good, right? Everyone is equal. Rich men, they have to give up their wealth so they can help the poor people. Sounds like a great storyline. Robin Hood, right? Okay, let me make an example. Let's say some of you guys have $100, and some of you guys have $20,000, and some of you guys only have $10, or some of you guys have a few pennies in your pocket. But you all have your own properties, iPhone, Samsung phone, whatever. If I miss some other brand, sorry, my bad. Let's say you all have something. Me, as a government, I'm practicing socialism. I'm gathering all the monies from you, almost with a force. And I put it in the pocket, and I'll start to hand out $20 to everybody. Okay? Sounds good. If you only had a few pennies, all of a sudden, it sounds like you got 20 bucks, it's goody. But if you had a $20,000 and now only have a $20, what happened? You're not so happy, are you? And I'm starting to take away all your iPhones. You don't need that kind of thing. I will let you know what you need to know. Am I making sense? You don't need to know anything more than what I want you to know. Communism is going one step further. I'm doing all of that with a force. If you say boo, and I kill you. How do I know? Remember, I'm from South Korea, where we faced the communist, where we lived under the communist regime for a while. I know this is first-hand experience. Folks, socialism, listen to me, but remember this, I'm the government, right? So I get all their money, I'm keeping the rest, and everybody has a 20 bucks. Do you think I have a lot of money in my pocket? I'm the elite. I'm the one who has power. People don't realize socialism and communism still has capitalism in the background. One person get rich and the rest of you guys get poor. As long as you put you guys under my thumb, I can control you. And where your income come from me, I can put you under control. Do you really think that Obamacare was for the people's care? No. It's for the control issue. Everybody had to come in under the one health system. That didn't work. Canada tried, didn't work. United Kingdom tried, didn't work. Most of the Europe tried, it's not working well. Why do you think those people come to United States have a better healthcare system? To have a surgeries done here. Because they have to wait for years. Socialism is one person or a few handful of people getting rich at everybody else's expense. Do you understand the socialism now? Here's a tremendous book you must read, When a Nation Forgets God, by Pastor Erwin Lutzer. He is the senior pastor of the Moody Church in Chicago, Illinois, whom I dearly respect. In his book, he exposed the seven trends that transformed the society, very much like our own, into the Nazi Germany. I wholeheartedly agree with Dr. Owen Lutz's comment in his book. By the way, Nazism is the common short for the form name of the National Socialism. It seems that majority of people in America are spellbound by the rhetoric of the false hope and change by the Barack Obama and Democrat cohorts during the 2008 and 2012 presidential campaign. Some people are going through a nightmare because we have a president who is a capitalist. Most recently, Justice Department settled a two lawsuit with the 469 conservative groups that claimed the Obama administration and IRS had unfairly scrutinized them during the application for the tax exempt status. Did you hear about that? That's government wielding the power against the people of God. That's why we have a Constitution of the United States. Please don't think that I'm one of those die-hard Republicans who will go against anything that Democrat says or liberal says. I'm not. I despise some of the Republicans' idea. And they had a Congress and they had a Senate and the House for how many years? They still haven't got anything done right. In my opinion, they are both sides. A spineless politician who could care less about doing what is right in the sight of God and the sight of people, as long as they can get the power and the fame and money. Bottom line, so they can stay in the power. Third category, the reason why they hate us is the world is spiritually ignorant and blind. Verse 21 of chapter 15, please. By the way, I've been threatened by some of the people. If you want to talk about political things from the pulpit, we are leaving the church. There's a door. Leave. Because there's no such a thing as in our lives where we have to segregate political thing, we can think however we want to think. And for the spiritual thing, we have to be right with God. Our lives, all of them, everything in our lives had to follow God. By the way, those people who threatened me are not here, so don't worry about them. Verse 21. But all these things that they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him, that's God the Father, who sent me. And go to chapter 16, please, verse 1. These things I have spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogue. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service. And these things that they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. If you had asked the religious rulers in Jerusalem, and if they knew God, they would tell you, of course I knew God. And they can even quote the Old Testament verses without any trouble. Religious rulers knew the great deal about Jehovah God and defend their doctrines, but they did not know him personally. Nothing much has changed since the first century. One of our missionaries, his name is Alex Piagetti for the children ministry in Brazil. He not only faced the people who are utter poverty and drugs, and they are into child prostitution, gambling, pornography, and alcoholism, but he also faced the persecution from the Catholic people and Protestant people. Because to them, he's coming into their territory. A friend of mine, Pastor Craig Roters, he's the Calvary Chapel pastor up in Oro Valley. He used to be the youth pastor of the one liberal church in that area. He started to teach the Word of God to the youth. And young people started getting saved left and right. And because of their children's salvation, mom and dad started to get saved. And the church elders did not like it. So they fired him because he's teaching the Word of God. If you're one of our staff, church staff, and you teach the Word of God, I'll pat you on the back. I'll even buy you lunch or dinner or whatever. If you cause people to come to know Christ, I'll do anything for you. Not fire you. Something is not right. The religious world today claims to know God and it does not want to bow their knees to Jesus Christ as one true God and the only Savior of the world. Satan has blinded their mind and sin has blinded their hearts. Saul of Tarsus, also known as the Apostle Paul, said that they are so convinced that their religion and the doing good things once in a while is good enough for God and in the name of their religion, and they persecuted the church. Let me ask you this. Are you one of those people? Think about it hard. Are you one of those religious people? You think that your religion will save you? You being a good person, that will make you to go to heaven? No. Jesus said, unless you are born again, you will not enter in. There are a lot of people don't like the preacher saying that kind of thing. Too bad, I say it. Fourth category, the world will not be honest with about their own sin. Go to verse 22 in chapter 15, please. If I had to come and had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sins. He who hates me, hates me. And I hate my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they had seen and also hated both me and my father. Stop there. Throughout the Bible, the Lord Jesus makes it very clear to all of us. Human has no excuse for their sins. Though all of the evidence had been presented, that they were not honest enough to receive it and repented for their sins because they loved the sin. Do you know every single human being have their own religion? Think about it. And you may say, well, atheists don't have a religion. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They have a religion that believes that there is no God. They are staunch about that religion. And they don't want to. If they are true to find the truth, instead of believing Star Wars movies, they will know that there are one true God, one creator. The American people even have less excuses. They have heard the truth and they have chose to ignore the truth. Maybe because they are thinking that if they ignore the truth long enough, God will disappear. And God will say, all right, I'll compromise. There's a Greek word for that. You guys know this, right? Hogwash, exactly. Verse 25. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled which is written in their law. They hate me without cause. When the helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, Spirit of truth who proceed from the Father, and he will testify of me. Holy Spirit testify of Jesus. That is his job. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. How does the Holy Spirit encourage believers? And when they are experiencing hatred and opposition of the world? Through the Word of God. Until the Lord Jesus returns, or until we die, we must live in this hostile world and face opposition against our Christianity continuously. How can we do it? What is the secret of our victory? It is the presence and power of the Spirit of the living God within us. Remember, without Him, we can do what? Two applications. Number one. As born-again Christians, we can expect persecutions by this carnal world. Stay true to the Word of God. If you never experience persecutions from anybody, you have to wonder if your testimony is true. You don't have to shove this Bible in the people's face. But if you simply living the Word of God according to this Bible, then people will hate you for it. Second application. One compromise with the world by us is one step farther away from the Lord and one step closer to self-destruction. Making sense? Amen?